USDA issued their crop estimates for the year, and there were surprises. The reports reflected a more abundant supply situation for corn, and particularly for soybeans, than had been anticipated. The update said year-end stocks of corn in the U.S. are projected at 846 million bushels. That is nearly identical to last month's projection, but the forecast of the marketing year average price was reduced by 20 cents a bushel, in a range of 570 to 670. Year-end stocks of soybeans was projected at 275 million bushels. That's 45 million larger than last month's forecast. And the marketing average price is forecast in the range of $10.95 to $12.45 a bushel. That's compared to $10.70 to $12.70 issued last month. Prices were expected to decline sharply following the release of the reports, and they did. Higher global grain supplies could signal more downward pressure on food prices after an influential U.S. government report pointed to larger than expected domestic stocks, and that lifted the harvest estimates for Europe and for Asia. Cotton prices didn't suffer as badly as grain prices, but were lower nonetheless. Peanuts stayed the same, but they are likely to have a downward decline on contract offers after the decline of other competing commodities. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.